This is the BBC Light Programme.
Away with dull care.
All right, Wall, let's dance.
Don't you know it's dangerous to do a pas de deux in a confined space?
Pas de deux?
What's it mean? What's it mean?
It means you're ignorant, Jim. Nonsense. Lies, lies, I tell you. Listen to this. Two and two are four. C-A-T, cat. D-O-G,
D-O-G spells what, Jim?
Correct. D-O-G spells what, Jim? A funny thing happened to me on my way to the theatre today. A man in lilac pajamas said, could you direct me to a flower bed?
Nice to see them.
Yes? Don't stand too near. I've got money.
This message just arrived by plume messenger for you.
It's a hand-typed letter. Let me see. The governors of the BBC cordially invite you to throw yourself off London Bridge. Dress optional.
This is a great... This is a great honour for you, Mr. Siegel.
What? They must think I'm a Charlie.
Charlie!
Hello? Oh! Just to slip the tongue, you. Your turn, Walt. Give us your words now.
Gentlemen, there's a jolly handwritten show on the other side of this music.
It was the year 1892, and Paris was under the iron heel of French domination. It was the lucky, most lucky. Along the boulevards, women was dressed in acme of stupidity. And the cafes were full of Hayworth's ex-husbands.
You want a bucket?
Come on, Merry Grippipe. It's a beautiful day.
Yes.
Look, the sun is shining through the holes in your underwear.
Get out of that bath, Frankish wretch, and do an impression for me of food.
Pardon, messieurs. The patron of this café wishes to inform you that taking a bath and double beds are forbidden in here.
But they're both over 14 and house-trained.
I'm sorry, but you see...
You realize, sir. Do you realize who we are?
No.
You see those pallid, clenched knees arising from that bathwater?
Oui, monsieur.
They belong to the submerged, fear-ridden body of Count Jim Bubbles, Moriarty, owner of the world's greatest collection of 14th-century Italian explosions. There's one now. A genuine Richard III.
But, monsieur, you have been living here for a month without buying a drink.
Stay your hand, Mr. Landlord. Monsieur, I'll buy these two villains a drink. Garcon, three tins of wine.
Thank you, sir, thank you. By your bearing, your dress, and your manner, I presume you are an uncultured oaf.
Thank you. May I sit down?
I thought you were.
Apart from Harry Seacomb, who are you?
Well, I'm Lord and Lady Debrett, me, Ned Seagoon, and both my legs are licensed for walking.
They won't last, I tell you. No. What are you doing in there?
Well, apart from that, I'm over here on a sort of busman's holiday.
Doing what?
Driving buses. I do it to eke out my £50 allowance.
£50? He's got money. He's got money.
You must pardon the steam, Count. He's in strict training.
For what?
His death.
Yeah, he looks in perfect condition for it. He must win.
Yes, yes.
Well, I think I'll go and blow him a £50 at the table.
£50 again!
Is he ill?
I fear he's got the dreaded pauper's crut, you know. There is only one known cure, £50 placed inside the victim's wallet.
Has he got that much?
No, but just by chance he has an empty wallet.
£50!
No, we must hurry and find that money. His overacting is becoming increasingly apparent to us all.
I say, would my £50 be of any use?
Well, we can but try, Ned, we can but try. Let me have it.
He's a penny short!
Lord Debrett, you have the steam count's undying thanks. We shall go directly to the Mona Lisa and sign an IOU on the bottom point.
Well, whilst I'm waiting here, I'll just play this extended play conch of Max Galbraith.
Oh, boy, my conch is still getting the breaks.
Part two, the Louvre, the well-known double entendre and comics resort.
Ah, yes! There's the Mona Lisa, and look, well, what honest men those two were.
Yes.
There, you see the corner, you see that the paint's still wet.
Mm-hmm. I owe you £50, signed Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes. So that's what the name was, Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes.
Well, I'll just slip the painting into my inside pocket.
There. Oh, hello. And if he stops messing around, I will get on with the show. Comment allez-vous?
Bien, merci, et vous?
Oh, that's the end of that.
Dear listeners, the art connoisseur wore a suit of shredded brown paper scaffolding around his legs and a body that hadn't been lived in for some time.
Well, I'm dressed for the part. I'm going to conquer Mount Snowdon.
It's been climbed before, you know.
Ah, but has anybody eaten it before?
I've never seen it on the menu.
Ah, then the way is clear for my attempt. Hold this plate.
He opened a parcel and took out a slice of earth labeled Mount Snowdon.
Yes, stop him! Stop him! Here, Eccles. Put that down now. I told you not to eat Mount Snowdon until you were fit, didn't I? Follow this condition, Parter. Now then, for the next month, you trains only on eating eels.
Are you his trainer?
Yeah, I am, mate, yeah. I've been nourishing him since he were two, you know. Since then, I've been training him for the big eat. You see, mate, the moment he eats a man, in Hollywood will be just screaming for him.
Oh, I say, do you need a stand-in?
Got any money?
I'm expecting £50.
£50? How much is that in? I mean, which side of Harper Crane is it on?
The rich side.
You're on, mate. You're equal standing.
The luxurious and naughty Hotel de Scrot in Venice.
Ah, this is it. This is the Bon Villa Bon Mott. Mariotti, pass me another strand of fume spaghetti. Delicious, delicious. Oh, pandendo di plel. How much money have we got left, Mariotti?
£10.
That means we can afford to stay on at this hotel for the next 6 moments. Have you got the cartons packed, the knotty sheets hanging out of the window?
Yes, I've got them.
The coward. Come in, will you?
Don't move, boy. I'm from the French Surat police.
It's son of Hilda Baker.
Silence! You are in the presence of a great man. I am Mr. Max Kongskeldray, the world's greatest Dutch detective.
The world's worst actor.
Please, Ned, please, back to your own bed. Now tell me. Where has your conch forsaken its place in safety behind your harmonica?
The Mona Lisa has been stolen, boy. Stolen from the, how do you pronounce this?
Louvre. L-O-U-V-R-E, pronounced
Louvre. 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 Louvre.
Louvre. Louvre. Louvre. Louvre.
There, you have a choice of 20.
Well, it's been stolen by a short, fat man.
Nettie with the Mona Lisa. Gad.
By golly, I'll swear I get it back. Until then, my conch will never rest. Farewell, boy. Farewell.
He was very good, you know. Very good. He's never done any acting before, you know.
Now we know why, mate.
Please, Mr. Siegel, please.
Move on.
Now, if listeners will bend down, they will see quite clearly a meeting with a piano accompaniment.
Gentlemen, I am glad to announce that I am glad to announce that since 1893, no further mountain eating has occurred in England. Now I propose.
Oh, dear. Oh, he's dead, Min.
What, again?
Gentlemen, the chairman has just died. We will send a fresh husband to the widow as soon as the weather permits. Now, as he was saying, he... Min. Oh, Min, hold this chicken. Be careful, she's...
I died, yes.
What?
I know. I don't know why you have to carry a chicken around, Henry.
Well, it's the fog, Min. I always carry one when there's a fog.
What for?
Because chickens can't see where they're going in a fog. Unless it's a fog chicken, and there's no such thing as a fog chicken.
What are you talking about? There was no fog today.
Well, this isn't a fog chicken.
What?
It's not a fog chicken.
You don't care about fog chicken.
It's not wrong.
No, you've never told it. I do say that as a voice to me.
Don't talk to me like that.
Talk to me. I know you, buddy.
Get out of the meeting.
What?
I've got a cricket ball to catch.
Gentlemen, to prevent mountain eating in England, we are raising the license fee to £50.
Oh, mate! You've ruined my mountain eating charters!
Unfair to mountain eating standing!
Oh!
I
No money for a mountain eating license. No signs of Leonardo da Vinci's £50 back. I have been forced to live in a 15 shilling a week suit. I in the jacket and Eccles in the trousers.
Open a window!
Now ask not my new diary. What's it say here? Tuesday the 2nd. What'll I write? Ah, today is Saturday. Oh, no. Oh, that's not. Oh, then what I write then? Today... Ah, that's it. Today I heard a knock on the door. Is this a record?
No, it's me, you twit. Open up your twit. I'm freezing out here. Good evening, sir. Is you the man who has just opened that door?
Yes, I am, lad.
Oh, what memory you got.
Oh, yes. I remember things, you know. Magna Carta, 1215.
You've had a good life, haven't you, sir?
Yes, now, who are all these cutty Herberts with string bags?
Do not call them that, sir. They are men's. Of the 3rd Finchley Wolf Cubs in Mufti. Men, by putting knees together all the way down. Attention! Teddy, men, steady there. I say, Pules, why don't you use your handkerchief? From the right number.
Yeah, hold on. Those 3N cubs are girls.
Don't give us away, mister. After all, it's cheaper than television, isn't it? You're a man of the world, you understand?
I do now.
We're collecting for the East Finchley Poor Mother's Christmas Pudding Club Jumble Sale Fight.
You're nutty. I just phoned that number. There's nobody in.
What number?
Magna Carta 1215.
Hello,
Tanataka. Hello, Butler. Hello. Hello, silly old Butler. I've got even with him.
Why ain't you got no clothes on?
Oh, I've just been making a phone call.
You don't have to undress for that.
We learn something new every day.
You're going to give the young mother something,
don't you? Here's the Ray Ellington. And there's a bottle of brandy!
Yeah! I wonder where he keeps that stuff.
Many other nights like this, when I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, how can I dream a million dreams? They'll never come true. Cause there will never, ever be another you. Other lips that I can kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true? Cause there will never, ever be, there will never, never be, there never, never be another you.
Hello, mothers, housewives. Good news. Did you know that Ray Errington is now on sale in the shops? At 3 and 4 a pound, he's really wonderful value. Better than those silly old 2 and 4 penny husbands. And remember, Ray Ellington lasts the whole drink through. Get Ray Ellington today. Oh.
Mr. Sellers hastens to add that he's only doing an impression. And now, the Mountain Eaters, part two. Mr. Seacom.
Oh, sorry I'm late, Wolf.
That's all right, mate.
I couldn't get the cork out. Here. Where are we up to there, Waldo?
Well, now, you have discovered that eating mountains in India requires no license. So, well, listen to this.
Mr. Lelkagar. Where are you, man? Where are you? Making an appearance, please.
Mr. Banerjee, what are you doing here in the chutney season?
I'm telling you. Lord. Indeed, gregarious and corruptible news has been reaching my Hindu ears, man.
They have reached there, have they? Good heavens, you must hurry. Hurry, man. I know.
I've heard a rumor that Mount Everest is getting shorter.
Well, if it's getting shorter, it's no surprise to me.
What?
None at all. Look, let's face it, man.
What's that, man?
Mount Everest has had a good run for its money.
True.
All good things must come to an end, you understand?
Most dubitably, I am understanding. I am understanding you.
Grateful for your anticipation.
But we must go and investigating the reason for Mount Everest demise. Now come along, swallow this mango curry and we will off we go.
Dear, I've never had him so bad, you know. Ellinger, bring me ointment. My boots are squeaking. You too, eh? I'll get rid of him for you. Hand me my military saxophone and civilian drum, will you?
Hey! You! Put a sock in it!
I've got 2 socks in it and it's hell in there, sir.
Stop, Paul. Stop that.
I say, you aren't by any chance a millionaire, are you?
1, 2, 3, 4 pence. No.
Well, it was a shot in the dark.
I hope it hits him. Listen, you brown blatherer. We're trying to eat a mountain, and we must have silence for it. S-I-L-E-N-C-E, pronounced.
Beautifully pronounced. But dear little Welsh titch of no fixed trousers. You don't think that I play that military saxophone without reason, do you? Oh, good name, no. It's the only way of keeping boils away.
Rubbish.
What? Have you ever seen a saxophone with boils?
No.
Well, let's hear no more of it then, please.
What?
Where's my old XWD glasses? Wait a minute. I owe you £50, Leonard the Vicky. Binky. Oh! End of part two.
I'm in love with an old trombone.
Get some today.
It is a month later.
We've done it, Eccles. We've done it. We've eaten Mount Everest. All we're going to do now is to wait for the Hollywood offers to roll in.
Yeah. All they got to do is wait for the Hollywood offers to roll in. Yeah. To roll in. Yeah, they're taking a long time, aren't they?
Nonsense. It just seems a long time because that's what they're taking.
Oh. Hello, Neddy.
Oh, hello.
It's two men called Leonardo da Vinci.
Thank you, three men called Siku.
Well, you got my £50, eh?
No, Neddy, now you're a naughty boy. Did you know that the £50 you lent us was very ill?
Ill? Terribly ill!
Yes. But don't reproach yourself, Ned. Nevertheless, it was. So, as an act of charity, we took your £50 to Italy for a holiday.
Is it better?
Oh, so much better, Neddy. Wonderful, it's bronzed, wears shorts, and can whistle the maiden's prayer.
Now, Neddy. Now, Neddy. You still have a nice IOU on the Mona Lisa?
You laugh at this. Honestly, but you see, I didn't think you were coming back.
You mean you doubted our obvious insincerity? Who's got it?
Major Dennis Budlock, the well-known exploder.
Look! There are two men. Arrest them, arrest them.
What? You can't arrest me. I've got a doctor's certificate saying prisons are bad for me.
Never mind the dead man. One of you two men must have eaten Mount Everest. Okay. Come on now. Hold on. I want to know which one man did it.
I'm not going to split me, a gentleman. Never. I refuse to tell you.
Oh, stop pointing at me, then.
Arrest him in Hindu.
No.
Come, Moriarty. Next stop, blood knock.
Oh, who are you? What are you doing?
Neddy. Neddy wants his silly old Mona Lisa back, Dennis.
Oh, it's old. You don't think old Dennis didn't know the value of that painting, did you? Oh, yeah. Look at this little crisp wad here. £3.10.
Sure, fool. That penny was worth £500,000.
Yes.
Who bought it?
The Finchley Wolf Cub.
Just there, Moriarty. That spotty cub's got it.
Roll it! One more brief result painting.
This is going to be just too easy, Moriarty. Start the bidding.
A little boy. 2 shillings for that silly old painting.
2 shillings? Sorry. It's more than that, you know. We have a fixed price on it.
Oh, dear. How much is it then, sonny?
£500,000.
Moriarty, these wolf cubs are getting smarter every day. Come.
I say, I did enjoy that. Well, must be off home to the little woman. Good night, all. Good night.